Hi, my name is Zakirin, and welcome to my video and podcast. Joy and fun is all anyone wants. A profound dissertation about your infinitely priceless significance as an empowered creator and expander of the entire universe. And how every single thing that anyone does is for one reason only, and that is to feel good. You're not here to prove your worth. You're here to feel good. You're here for the joy of creation. You're here to desire improvement and delight in the manifestation of that improvement. Your purpose in life is joy, nothing else. So enjoy this video and podcast about your joy. Hi, my name is Zakirin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love in my videos, podcasts, etc., and all the other amazing goodies I create. I show you how to create an amazing, abundant, and fun life. If you get something from this, please share it with your friends. Come visit me at Zakirin.com for more amazing support and goodies. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Joy and fun is all anyone wants. Your priceless, infinite significance and power. So what does everyone want? Yes, everyone wants more money and more freedom and more time and more health and better fitness and better work situations and better businesses and better travel and better relationships, etc. But why do they want these things? To feel good. The only reason anyone wants anything is to feel good. The only reason you want the money and the relationships and the job or the business or the house or the car or the freedom or the travel is because you believe it will make you feel good. Even people with more altruistic intentions, such as being more spiritually enlightened or more piously religious or even to help other people in like a volunteer capacity, donations, philanthropic donating to organizations is all to feel good, because it feels good to help people. There is no such thing as unselfish service, because the real reason you want to help people is because it feels good to do so. So absolutely everything you do in your life has selfish motives to feel good and feel better. And that is as it should be, because you are the absolute creator of your universe. The entire universe revolves around you, and it revolves around me. So when your mother said, "What do you think the entire universe revolves around you?" Your correct response should have been, "Yes, it does." And it revolves, the entire universe revolves around every single person. And we can't do anything that is not selfish, because every single person's main objective in life is to feel good, because the purpose of life is joy. The purpose of life is not help everyone else at your own expense to prove your worth. The purpose of life is not work hard and struggle to prove your worth. The purpose of life is joy and fun, and the adventure of creation. The purpose of life is to revel in your awesome creative power to create something from nothing more than the thought of it. Sorry, let me say that again. The purpose of life is to revel in your awesome creative power to create something from nothing, just from the thought of it. The purpose of life is to experience the adventure of living on the leading edge of creation and witness your direct involvement in the growth and expansion and evolution of this planet and this universe and all of creation. The purpose of life is to delight in your awesome power and your awesome love and your awesome immortality and your awesome power of creation that literally can create worlds. The purpose of life is to delight in the immense wonders of creation and nature and the universe and humanity. The purpose of life is to delight in your complete freedom to be, do, and have whatever you want. The purpose of life is to delight in every single person's priceless uniqueness and awesomeness. And delight in the awesome, priceless uniqueness of every single creature, down to the most microscopic amoeba. Nothing and no one is like any other thing, just like every single snowflake is completely unique. Now that is an absolute miracle. So the purpose of life is to delight in the miracle that is life, and delight in your unique, priceless, integral, infinitely important part in that miracle of creation. You are not insignificant in any way. In fact, you are infinitely significant, just as you are, without doing a thing, without having to prove anything. You don't have to do anything to become significant. You don't have to prove anything to anyone to be significant. You are a human being, not a human doing. And you don't have to prove your worth with your actions and prove that you're a hard worker or that you're a good person or any of that bull pucky. You don't have to do anything, and in your absolute nothingness, you are more priceless and more important and more significant than the most priceless work of art ever produced. But when you put that immensely priceless, important, significant power to work, to action, to inspired action, to fun, to joy, to creation, you become even more priceless and even more significant, because you have then created more of yourself. You have even expanded and evolved yourself, and therefore, you have expanded and evolved the entire universe. So that's how significant and powerful you are. But even if you do absolutely nothing with your life, even if you repress every single desire and dream you have and just live a comfortably numb life of insignificance, you still expand and grow and evolve the entire universe, because you cannot repress your desires. You may not ever take any action towards the creation and achievement of your desires or your dreams into physical reality, but it is impossible to repress your dreams and desires, and the contrast of life ensures that. Even without your conscious desires for improvement, every bit of contrast in your life, things that you don't like and don't want, because you are a creator, you can't help but launch rockets of desire for improvement. And your source instantly creates those dreams and desires vibrationally, which expands the universe. And if you do nothing towards the achievement of those desires, even if you resist those desires and block the manifestation of those desires from coming to you, the universe has nonetheless already grown, expanded, and evolved because of your desires. And this is obvious by seeing how each new generation comes in already tuned in and tapped in and turned on to the new improved reality that was dreamed of by the previous generation, even if they repressed every single one of their dreams and desires. So every new generation should be very grateful to the previous generation for setting up the new paradigm for them, so that they have more choices and more freedom and more fun. Because freedom and feeling good and having fun is all anyone wants, because these things are our natural ways of being. But you don't have to croak and wait to come back into a new body, into a new generation, with a new paradigm. You can experience that new paradigm right now in your life, in this lifetime, by creating it in your life, by becoming a conscious, deliberate creator of a reality, by becoming a master of allowance and a master of inspired action. First, you must get clear about what you want, and life naturally creates that for you, and it ensures desire. But clarity only comes when you selfishly focus upon what feels good for you, and you stop making it your responsibility to make everyone else happy. And you stop making decisions based upon this false belief that other people's happiness is more important than your own. Then, step two is you must stop blocking your desires from coming to you with your stinking thinking. And become a master of allowing the universe to give you everything and anything you want unconditionally. And then, and only then, take inspired action. Action that is inspired from your source, from your desires, from your creative passion, from your desire for improvement, from the joy of creation. And not desperate, motivated action to try to get away from what you dislike and don't want. The key is don't try to get rid of what you don't like and don't want, but instead just focus upon the creation of what you do like and do want. Follow your inner guidance system, and when you feel bad, you're thinking about what you don't like and don't want, and the lack of things that you do want, and those things that you don't like and don't want, and more lack of what you do want are on their way to you. But when you feel good, it is because you are thinking about what you do like and do want and appreciate. And more of those things that you do like, love, and appreciate are on their way to you. So, young Jedi Knights, go out there, have fun, create your desires into physical reality, make life an adventure, make life a holiday, and again and again and again, and always have more fun. I hope you got something from this video and podcast. Please bless your friends with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more amazing guidance and teachings for you, and other supportive products to make your life easy and fun and an adventure and exciting and abundant. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. There will be a link in this Facebook post or wherever I'm posting it. And I know, because the purpose of life is joy and the basis of life is freedom, everyone is here on earth to have more fun and more freedom in their lives. Freedom is just the natural way of being if you allow it. Joy, your fun is just the natural way of being if you allow it. But we've been trained away from that. So I know that you and everybody wants more fun and more freedom in their lives. And you might have a dream to have that in your life, to have more fun, more freedom. And you might have a dream to travel more often, to have it, because it's a hell of a lot of fun, a heaven a lot of fun to travel. It's my most favorite thing to do on planet Earth. But you can't imagine how you're going to be able to do that, how you could create a life for yourself where you can travel often or as much as you want, like I do, and have the money to do it. Well, I can show you how to travel so much cheaper, at 20 to 75% off. So you're able to, first of all, be able to afford to travel more, but then even earn extra money to pay for that travel. But then also maybe even fire your boss, get yourself out of debt, get those wonderful things that you want in your life, buy that house finally, buy yourself a new car. But also, you know, to help people have more fun, more joy, more adventure, more fun, more freedom, more travel in their lives. And you're allowed to profit from that because, hey, you're providing immense value helping other people's life. And that's what I do. I get paid to create value in other people's lives. And they love paying me for it because I'm blessing their lives with more fun, more freedom, more travel, more money, and being able to create more wonderful memories with themselves in their lives and their friends and their family. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's you and I lock arms together. Let's work together. Let's play together. Let's help improve the lives of 10,000 people together. And let's help you make your dreams come true and help other people make their dreams come true. Go to ilovefreedom.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. I wish you immense joy and abundance and adventure and excitement and passion on your amazing journey of creating your desires and dreams into physical reality. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!